Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For a beleaguered bullpen, last night probably not their best night. And last night, it seemed like just about any which way Davey Martinez turned. And he turned a lot of ways. He went down the entire menu last night trying to get somebody that could get some outs late. Of course, the injury to Justin Miller didn't help. He's going to go on the IL with what appears to be some sort of rotator cuff issue. An MRI will confirm whatever damage is going on up there today. So another piece of a beleaguered bullpen now comes up hurt. So that means they've got to go find help elsewhere, whether it be Fresno or maybe Mike Rizzo now starts to do some shopping. You know, maybe he's got to go to the baseball flea market, or maybe he has to look around even more. Maybe he can go to the Macy's of baseball bullpen shopping and find an even stronger piece, because you look around baseball, there's already teams that are done. Done! See if you can pick one of their pieces off. Certainly do some bargain shopping, because right now you're losing pieces left and right. This Miller thing could linger a while for him, especially if it's some sort of rotator cuff issue. You would think that Justin Miller's going to be down a while. Now, whether that piece exists at Fresno, whether that piece exists at Harrisburg in the form of Aaron Barrett, I know there would be a lot of people that would at least love to see him make it back to the big leagues after all he's been through. But at some point right now, you know, players want opportunity to prove. And I certainly believe now, over basically 2 months of a season, that Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez have given certain players, in fact, all of them, they've all had a chance because of attrition to prove something. You heard Grant Dantley talking about it yesterday with Wilmer Defoe, and of course he was optioned to Fresno right on cue. It's almost as if Grant was right there in the meeting room with Mike Rizzo and said, "Mike, we got to send Wilmer to Fresno." They did. And, you know, look, and I say this all the time, you know, I'm not the guy that comes on the air, kills players, kills managers, kills coaches. You know, there's a way that you can professionally criticize people without certainly making it a personal attack. But analytically, it speaks for itself. There are just people that consistently are not performing in the back end of that bullpen. And even a guy like Kyle Bearclaw, who had seven consecutive pretty much great outings, even his last two outings now, bad fortune has found him. He was a guy that was turning the corner for this team and really becoming a consistent presence, as they had hoped he would be. But even last night, he was touched up for some runs. We'll hear from him coming up. We'll hear from Davey Martinez as well. You know, but when Max Scherzer pitches, you expect quality start. Three runs or less through six innings, do you have a chance to stay in the ball game? When he left last night, they were in the ball game. And then last night, things just absolutely fell apart over the final three innings. Two in the seventh, five in the eighth, four in the ninth for the Cubs. Now, mind you, the Nats fought back with two in the seventh and two of the ninth of their own. It's not as if they just stood up there and went quietly into the night. But, you know, for every professional guy that you have each and every at-bat, Howie Kendrick doesn't give away an at-bat. Kurt Suzuki still battling there in the ninth inning, doesn't give away an at-bat. You know, I'm fully convinced that Brian Dozier now who actually has the batting average up over 200. You know he's trying when he goes up to the plate. It's not as if he's not trying to hit the ball. That guy's as big a competitor as anybody. Wants to perform. You know what happened? I cut him from my fantasy team on Thursday. He had 3 hits last night. 2 runs batted in. The batting average up over 200. Of course, I say that completely in jest, but you get what I'm saying. At some point, you know, you get Trey Turner back. He goes 2 for 5. You're excited Trey Turner's back and alive. You're like, okay, here's another piece coming. You score 6 runs last night on 13 hits. You expect to win the game. If I walk down the street to Nats Park right now, I talk to anybody involved with that team, I tell you, you're going to get 6 runs and 13 hits in a game that Cole Hamels pitches for the Cubs. You're going to say, we're going to win that game. Unfortunately, you don't win the game. Scherzer left after 6 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, 8 strikeouts, threw 112 pitches, 74 for strikes. Justin Miller comes in, throws 2/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 2 runs, did have a strikeout, leaves with the arm issue. Joe Ross, 1/3 of an inning. Kyle Bearclaw, 1/3 of an inning, 3 hits, 3 runs. Dan Jennings, 2/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 strikeouts. The thing about Jennings is the arm is still live. There are bullets in that gun. But the inability to locate something outer half, inner half, off the plate consistently right now is eluding him. Now, in his defense, in terms of pitches thrown, innings thrown, he's still pretty much on a spring training pace in terms of numbers because of when he was signed. And look, guys work out, they throw, they play catch, they throw bullpens, they find somebody that can catch them, and they do it. But it's not the same as being in a structured situation, structured throwing program. And that's a guy that's still working to get where he wants to go. But the arm is still live. The velocity's not an issue. It's evidence, you know, he does manage strikeouts. And right now, you feel for Matt Grace. More often than not, right now, bad things find Matt Grace. Last night, an inning, 4 hits, 4 runs. Just the inability right now to execute pitches on a consistent basis. And every one of those guys will be up front and tell you that. You know, we don't just sit here and watch the video and go, he sucks, he stinks. They will tell you right now that they're the ones that are not executing the pitches on a consistent basis. And at some point here, Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez, Mike's scouting staff, they've got to sit down here and evaluate, all right, who needs to stay, who possibly needs to go, and what do we do to replace those players? Because for everybody that you get rid of, you got to have somebody that's equally as good or better to replace them. You don't just replace people for the sake of replacing people consistently. Sure, you take them out of a lineup for a day or two or something, skip them a day in the bullpen or something like that. But you don't just outright release a guy, send him to the minors, if you don't have something that's coming to replace them that's better. Do yourself just as much harm in that situation as you do good. And that's where we've gotten to right now for this Nationals team. Trey Turner, 2 for 5, stole a base. Back at the top of the lineup, things started to look right. Anthony Rendon with a hit, 2 runs, 2 RBIs. Howie Kendrick, 2 for 5. Juan Soto, 2 for 4. Brian Dozier, 3 for 4. You're going, man, this is what we're talking about. And to be fair, and again, we talk about it consistently on every show on this station. You know, all of the heap onto Davey Martinez. Ryan Zimmerman said it best on Grant and Danny. What do you want the guy to do with the numbers of injuries, the ineffectiveness of people on the roster? What do you want him to do? He has 25 guys each night that he has available to him. He makes a lot of the same moves that most managers would make, give or take too much faith in a player here and there out of the bullpen. But you had to get Max out after 112 pitches last night. A little bit warmer night. We were broadcasting a game over in Annapolis last night. It was a warm night. And, you know, you fully expect those people to come in at that point and keep you in the game. And unfortunately, that's not happening on a reasonably consistent basis right now. So it's time. It's probably time for Mike Rizzo to at least do some shopping. Get on the Amazon of Major League Baseball. Start to click around, see what you can find. As I said, there are teams that are almost pretty much out of this thing already. Pretty much out. Kansas City, 14 and a half games out. Done. Tigers got off to a great start. They have plummeted to earth. They've lost five in a row. They're now 18 and 25. How disappointing is Oakland? 21 and 25. They're 9.5 games back of the Astros. Let's call them. Hey, can you send us Blake Trinan back? That'd be great. Oh, I do not, and you know me, I love personnel, but I'm a more of a football and basketball personnel guy. Love that stuff. Could go be an intern in anybody's football or basketball office right now. Baseball is a whole different animal. The amount of roster scouting reports from your regional people, your pro scouts, your people that go watch minor league baseball every night, hell, your people that watch college baseball every night. I'm sitting there last night watching people shoot radar guns at Noah Song, top senior right-hander in the country, pitches over at Navy, lost for the first time all year last night, the first game of the Patriot League Championship Series. I mean, you've got people pointing guns to shoot radar every night at some pitcher somewhere all over this country, looking for that gem, looking for that diamond in the rough, looking for that guy that can come help save the franchise, at least for a game or two, as we've seen with Gerardo Parra. Certainly have caught lightning in the bottle with number 88. But right now, Mike Rizzo and his scouts probably have to get busy now and do some, whether it be bargain shopping or whether it makes a significant move, and see if they can find some help. Because you've got a bullpen that's been taxed. It's showing signs of that wear and tear. And if you harbor any hopes of staying even in the wild card race at this point, which, you know, you're 7 behind the Phillies in the division, you're 6.5 back in the wild card right now. But the teams that are atop of that wild card, you know, the Brewers right now sitting there, Diamondbacks, Braves. And look, the Braves got the same issues the Nationals do. All you have to do is go look at Braves fans' Twitter every night. They go through the same thing the National fan goes through. Bullpen, bullpen, bullpen. It's almost like you're watching the two same teams in terms of that. But perhaps right now it's time. You've given people every ample opportunity to look like the back of their baseball card. And some of those guys just are not doing that. Coming up, we'll give you the main storyline from last night's game. His name was Chris Bryant. Plain and simple. Not once, not twice, but three times. Dr. Longball came to call for Chris Bryant. We'll hear from Kyle Bearclaw. We'll hear from Davey Martinez. We'll do that when we return. It's Nats first pitch on a Saturday. Game time tonight, 7:15 down at Nats Park. Cubs and Nats for game two of this three-game set I'm Pete Medhurst. It's Nat's First Pitch right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Nat's First Pitch breaking down the Friday night loss to the Cubs 14-6. And look, last night Cole Hamels wasn't necessarily top-notch Cole Hamels. He only went five innings. You had his pitch count up. You had a chance to do damage in this game. Did not maximize that. And when you have a chance, you don't get many chances to beat up on a good pitcher. When you have a chance to do that, the way they did last night, and you miss out on a couple of those chances, it hurts. But Hamels got through five. He's now 4-0 on the campaign. Another primetime matchup tonight. John Lester going up against Steven Strasburg. Lester so far this year pitching to a 1.16 ERA. He's got three wins on the year. 38 and two-thirds, 39 Ks, just eight walks, giving up five earned runs, 35 hits on the year. So left-hander going against the Nats coming up tonight. Steven Strasburg been fairly solid for most of the campaigns. Question of run support tonight for Strasburg and the Nationals in this one. Again, first pitch set for 7:15 tonight. And we'll have it for you with Charlie and Dave right here on 106.7 The Fan. As for last night's soiree down at the stadium, I give you Exhibit A.
For Miller, he deals. And a swing and a long drive left center field. This one headed toward the Cubs bullpen. It's going, and long gone. Two-run homer, Chris Bryant. And the Cubs have their insurance runs and lead it 5-2.
The only good thing about a ball that's hit to the visitor's bullpen is 106.7 The Fan gets all kinds of publicity because that's where the 106.7 The Fan sign is. So every time somebody hits one to left center field, you see our signage. It's fantastic. However, Chris Bryant wasn't done.
Next pitch to Bryant. Hit a mile to left center field. Way back. Going. Gone. Goodbye. Into the Cubs bullpen in left center. Back-to-back home runs for the Cubs and for Chris Bryant. His second of the night and 10th of the year. And the Cubs poured it on here in the eighth with three against Bearclaw. That was a bomb. Now the Cubs 8 of the Nationals 4. Davey Martinez out of the dugout on his way to the mound with Dan Jennings in the bullpen.
When that ball left the bat, and as I said, I was broadcasting a baseball game last night, so I had to go back and watch the DVR of these last three innings just to see how poorly the bullpen threw the ball. When Chris Bryant hit that ball, not only did I think he was going to hit the 106.7 The Fan side, I thought he was going to hit the building that 106.7 The Fan is in, which is literally two blocks right outside the center field gate. I mean, just, look, guy barreled it up and, I mean, banged that thing out of there. But wait, he still wasn't done.
And now Grace delivers. Breaking ball hit in the air to deep left field. Back goes Soto. Warning track wall. It is gone. Off the back wall of the bullpen. Chris Bryant has just homered in his third consecutive at-bat in this game. A two-run homer in the seventh, a solo homer behind Schwarber's homer two pitches later in the eighth. And on the eighth pitch of this at-bat, he's just hit his third home run of the game and 11th of the year, a two-run shot. It's now the Cubs 12 and the Nationals 4.
And I know it comes against our team, but look, I'm someone who loves sports. It's the only thing I've wanted to do with my life since I was 5 years old. Every time I watch good performance, I get goosebumps, whether it's one of my players or somebody else. When you see a guy like Chris Bryant hit the ball, every single one of those home runs, there was nothing cheap about him. I mean, he smashed all three of them. When you see a guy barrel a ball up like that, I mean, it's exciting to watch excellence when someone is in a groove like that. Let's hope the Nationals have someone that could do that tonight. But just to watch Brian hit those balls, there was nothing cheap. Those things were all earned last night in the 14-6 win against the Nationals. And again, as you heard Charlie describe, home run in the seventh, home run in the eighth, home run in the ninth. All of that after Max Scherzer had left the game for the Nationals last night. So, you know, I mean, for the bullpen now, it's an opportunity to try and, you know, hopefully regroup, find itself. And again, you have to go back. Part of what happens here is you got to go back to Thursday when Anibal Sanchez hurt the hamstring. The bullpen had to burn up a lot of innings on Thursday. Certainly, you know, it certainly hurts you in a situation like that. Justin Miller now likely headed to the IL with what could be a rotator cuff issue. And that just means everybody else gets taxed even more and more because Miller has to come out of the game. You know, you're not trying to impose a super huge workload on Joe Ross, guy that's, you know, making his way back from arm issues. But those are the people that are down there. That's the one thing we continue to hear. Those are the people that are down there. Those are the people that Davey has to put in. Kyle Barraclough from last night.
I mean, everywhere from other guys, you know, both Henry and Paul, and, you know, sit down and talk and whether look at it and see if it's mechanical or if it's just an execution thing or an effort thing. And, you know, I know for me, like, sometimes just putting in too much effort, the ball tends to get away from me and miss spots, and then bad things happen. And so, it's individual. Everybody's, you know, got their own different things that they're working on, and I think that's just how it is.
You know, you heard him say, sometimes you give too much effort and you don't control the baseball. Sometimes the baseball gets away from you. You can't locate. You hear that word a lot. I can throw 95 miles an hour right down the middle. Chris Bryant's going to hit that ball 450 feet when I do that. I got to be able to locate outside, just off the plate, inside, just off the plate. And if you don't do that against major league hitters, you get the kind of damage that Chris Bryant did for the Cubs last night. I mean, there's no sugarcoating it. That's what happens at the professional level. Hey, we've seen guys through the years. Guys like Armando Benitez for the Orioles. Dude could throw virtually close to 100 miles an hour. You throw it down the middle of the plate, somebody hits it a mile, and then you want to fight. Like, man, why'd you hit me 100 miles an hour? You hit it out faster than I threw it in there. I mean, it's just that's what happens at this level. You know, these guys are big leaguers for a reason. You know, they make it through the minors and to the highest level for a reason. You make a mistake, they take advantage of it. Let's listen to Davey Martinez.
We battled. The game was 5-4 going into the eighth. Yesterday, the bullpen was really good. Today, not good. I mean, but our bats were really good. Like I said, they battled. I mean, you watched Suzuki last inning beat out a double play ball catcher. I mean, they don't quit. But our bullpen's got to come in. And, you know, we were right there. I mean, the game was really good game, close game. You know, the bullpen holds us, it's a different ball game. We just couldn't do it tonight. Well, you know what? This right now, they got to regroup. This is the bullpen we have, you know? So, like I said, yesterday they were really good. Today, they weren't. So, they got to regroup. You know, the issue is, you know, when you fall behind on good hitters, you're going to get hit. And that, you know, yesterday they didn't. Today, you know, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, 3-2, 3-2. And you give those guys a chance. I mean, they got to get ahead of the count, and they got to make their pitches. And we missed, location by a lot today. Robles has a contusion on his left wrist. See how it feels tomorrow. X-rays were negative. Miller came out of the game with a rotator cuff strain. He'll go get an MRI tomorrow.
What is it, first of all, about Nats batters and getting plucked? I mean, it's just that they can't avoid that seemingly this year. And again, that comes from guys trying to work inside. And, you know, you got guys that dive out over the plate. I mean, I watched it last night. Army had hitters, literally, those toes are right up on the inside chalk line of the batter's box. You got guys that want to dive out of our home plate to make sure they've got plate coverage. They can get the barrel of the bat on the ball. What happens when you do that? You make yourself susceptible to a pitcher working inside who eventually will hit you. It's going to happen. And guys keep getting plucked for the Nats, and now Robles, the latest guy to suffer an injury. And We'll see about his availability. We'll see who gets those at-bats. You know, I mean, you got a guy like Michael A. Taylor that worked so hard in the offseason to try and modify some things with his swing. Again, guy's putting in the work. He's trying. And just inconsistency of results. Guy went through a terrible stretch here lately. You know, now he's probably going to be pressed into duty with Victor Robles. Maybe a day or two at least, probably, with the you hope for the best. But again, as Davey Martinez accurately described, you know, it's the team they got. It's the bullpen they've got. So we'll see if there's a corresponding move today for Justin Miller, who's certainly going to miss some time with what at least was early diagnosed as some sort of rotator cuff strain. And again, eventually you start running out of ammunition in your own chamber, and we'll see over the next few days if Mike Rizzo starts to look around to find some help right now for a beleaguered and now injured bullpen. Coming up, we'll go around the league, take a look at all the action from last night. After the Nats had gained a couple of games on the Phillies, Philadelphia bounces back and gets one back last night themselves. Talk about that, and we'll take a look at the rest of the league. Now, look, team that's been in a similar situation as the Nationals, not quite necessarily the devastation of the bullpen. Theirs has been more everyday lineup. But the New York Yankees, despite all the injuries, like 17 guys on the IL, they are in first place now in the American League East. And the Rays were up a pretty healthy chunk at one point. But the Yankees are now in first place. A month and a half ago, people were getting ready to run Aaron Boone out of town in New York. Now they're talking about him being American League Manager of the Year. It's amazing how finicky it can be in a month. You turn it around. Now all of a sudden the Yanks are in first place. We'll go around the league in a moment. It's Nats First Pitch right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. No better song for a member of a Major League Baseball bullpen. They're renegades. They usually end up on about five or six different teams in their career. DJ Jim Jester playing all the hits this morning. Bullpen for the Nats last night, not good. Thursday, they were excellent. It's just the life of a reliever. Let's go around the league. 38 minutes past the hour. By the way, we'll see you at Rosecroft tonight for a closing night, the Rosecroft meet. You can bet the Preakness out there as well. Appreciate Rosecroft being one of our sponsors here on 106.7 The Fan. I'll have the action starting at 7 o'clock tonight. 15 big ones to conclude the spring meet. Cody Bellinger continuing his fine season for the L.A. Dodgers as he hit the last of four home runs that L.A. would strike for last night. 6-0 over the Cincinnati Reds. Rich Hill struck out a season-high 10. Dodgers won their fourth in a row. Corey Seager, Jock Peterson, and Max Muncy also homering. And, you know, the Dodgers, so far, they've enjoyed visits to Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. I've been to Great American Ballpark. Watched a great game there with the Reds and Pirates. Be headed back to Great American Ballpark the last week of this month. But the Dodgers, look, I mean, what Bellinger has done so far this year has been spectacular for them. And I don't think anybody saw that coming at the level that he has brought it. Bellinger also had a double. His batting average right now sitting at .410. I mean, this isn't just a couple of weeks. This is a fairly decent sample size now. And the Dodgers overall at Great American Ballpark, 34-22. So when they see Cincinnati on the marquee, they get those bats ready, and they get ready to hit. Hill now 1-1. He's had four starts since returning from a sprained right knee. Left-hander allowed two hits, didn't walk a batter in six innings. He also struck out 10 for the first time since June 29th of last year. And since April 25th, Dodgers rotation is 11-1. With a 2.19 ERA. That is spectacular. And Hill said keeping the ball down was one of the big keys.
Really just getting the fastball down and throwing everything downhill, really, that's the biggest thing. Making sure that I'm executing down so it opens up the top part of the zone as well.
Meanwhile, we mentioned the Yankees in first place now in the American League East. CC Sabathia getting into it last night with some Tampa hitters. Even tried to hit one of the Rays batters, according to Sabathia. And they still, you know, hung around in this game, and three runs in the ninth inning put the Yankees in first place last night. Gio Urshela. Yes, Gio Urshela singled over Kevin Kiermaier's head in deep right center field to drive home the winning run with two outs. There ain't a person on planet Earth outside of Gio Urshela that may have seen himself on the Yankees' radar when this season started. But he's part of a core that has helped the Yankees over that first month where they struggled to get in first place as we're heading toward the end of May.
I mean, it's a really good pitcher, one of the best right now in the big league. I was trying to go with that confidence in the plate and get the hit to bring that run.
And he got the job done last night for the Yankees. As they win it by a score of 4-3, jump over Tampa. Just a couple of weeks ago, it looked like they had a fairly comfortable lead in the American League's Eastern Division. On paper, you would expect it to be a good one. Red Sox have certainly been up and down as this season has gone along. Nobody more that I love to watch, my two guys that I like to watch outside of the Nats, George Springer and Lorenzo Cain. Springer, his American League leading 17th home run. Houston picked up its ninth straight victory, beating Boston last night by a score of 3-1. The Astros, at one point, remember we were talking about Seattle was lingering and got off to that great start in Japan, and they were hanging around, they were in first place for a few weeks. The Astros have hit warp speed. They've won 9 in a row. They now lead the division by 8.5 over the Angels and the Texas Rangers. And they are threatening to put this division out of reach. Their pitching is outstanding. Rotation is fantastic. Gerrit Cole, 5 scoreless innings for Houston, allowing 6 hits, walking 1, struck out 3. And the Astros win it by a score of 3-1. Dylan Bundy kept Cleveland's lineup in check. He has certainly been up and down, as has the youthful Orioles team as this season has gone along. Certainly, if you're an Orioles fan, you have not been able to tell your team without a scorecard as this year has gone along. Bundy, 5 2/3. Jonathan Villar with a 3-run homer. Orioles end a 3-game slide. Bundy didn't allow an earned run on 3 hits, struck out 7 through a season-high 118 pitches. Now, you talk about a find, and if you're a fantasy baseball player, this guy might be worth right now might be worth a pickup for your bench at minimum. But Stevie Wilkerson has played extremely well for the Orioles here, homering in the 5th, adding an RBI double in the 8th. Orioles had a season high 7 extra base hits in the game. Bundy, if he could pitch against Cleveland, he'd be great. His overall record be fantastic. He's now 4-1 in 6 appearances against the Tribe and says plenty of games left in this season for this Orioles team to continue to surprise.
It shows we're ready to play every day, and you kind of put yesterday behind you and move forward. And we've got 100 games left, so we've got more than 100 games. So you got to put the past behind you and move forward and play it forward.
You put my bald head with Dylan Bundy's voice, and we got a Mike Rizzo doppelganger. Because he sounds like Mike Rizzo, and I look like him, especially when I grow out the facial hair, just a slight bit like Mike has. We could do all these stand-ins for Mike at all these great events, so he wouldn't have to attend all of them. The Orioles get the win last night over the Indians. They're now 15-29 on the year, but they're 12.5 games out. 12.5 games out in the American League East right now. Athletics beat the Tigers 7-2. Tigers have really been bitten by the injury bug here of late, pitching especially. Frankie Montes pitched 2-run ball into the 9th inning for Oakland as they beat Detroit for a 14th straight time. Montes now 5-2, career best 8 2/3, 4 hits, struck out a career-high 10. Lou Trevino relieved, got the final out. And, you know, guys like Marcana, Chad Pinder, coming through for the A's last night with home runs, but I got to believe that the A's are one of the more disappointing teams in baseball. Certainly expected at least a little bit more from them four games below 500, 9.5 out right now. Oakland's winning streak against Detroit tied for the fifth longest in franchise history, too short of a 16-game streak they had over the Yankees from 89 to 91. Detroit has lost the first five games of a 10-game homestand, has been outscored 48-11 in the process. As we said, the wheels falling off the cart, especially from an injury standpoint for Detroit. The Marlins outslugged the Mets last night by a score of 8-6. Jorge Alfaro homering to lift the Marlins to the victory, drove in three runs in the win. Garrett Cooper added two RBIs for the Fish last night and helped lead the offense to a victory.
We've had a few games where we didn't score anything, and, you know, just to help the team, you know, get going. You know, that escalated into a lot more hits, a lot more runs. So I think it helped everybody, and, you know, that's what I'm trying to do.
Just like the record for Max Scherzer is a struggle right now, Jacob DeGrom, 3-5, gave up 9 hits. The run total against him was a season high last night as well. Pete Alonso's fantastic year continues, 2 solo home runs. He's got 14 now on the year. Trevor Richards allowed 3 runs and 6 1/3 for his first victory in 9 starts this season. Andrew McCutchen hit a 2-run homer. Bryce Harper with a 2-run double. Cole Irvin tossing 6 effective innings to lead Philadelphia past Colorado last night by a score of 5-4. Irvin now 2-0, 4 runs, 3 earned, 5 hits to win his second career start. Jose Alvarez and Pat Neshek each tossed a scoreless inning. Hector Neris finished for his 6th save of the year. Ian Desmond had a 2-run homer for Colorado as the Phillies snap a 3-game losing streak with the 5-4 victory last night. As I mentioned, one team that is having equal issues to the Nationals, it's the Braves, in terms of the bullpen, as they were very hittable last night, allowing the Brewers to get back in a game, and eventually Atlanta just outslugged Milwaukee last night, winning it by a score of 12-8. Mark Fried allowing 2 hits, 6 scoreless innings. Dansby Swanson with a drought-breaking 3-run homer. As Atlanta picked up the victory, Swanson, Josh Donaldson, Tyler Flowers all had home runs off of Corbin Burns in a 9-run 6th inning for Atlanta. Freddie Freeman, all Freddie Freeman does is hit the baseball. I was looking at his analytics the other day for the season so far, and just, you know, you marvel at how consistent Freddie Freeman is. You know, not all the time do they want to, they don't want to pitch to him all the time. He doesn't see the best pitches, certainly up at the plate, and yet the guy's a consistent hitting machine. I think sometimes we take guys like that for granted, just how good they are. He homer drove in 2 runs for the Braves in the game last night. Julie Chassin allowed 3 runs in 5 innings. He takes the loss. Rougned Odor, Shin Soo Chu homered in a 7-run 2nd inning as Texas jumped all over St. Louis. And they win it by a score of 7-3. Joey Gallo, both of his hits in the highest scoring inning this season for Texas, which beat the Cardinals in their first game in Arlington since losing Game 5 of the 2011 World Series. Jose Leclerc, in his first Major League start, got the W for Texas. 13 Rangers batted in that 2nd inning last night. That's more than just batting around, as they got the job done, beating the Cardinals by a score of 7-3. Meanwhile, Blue Jays in Chicago beat the White Sox 10-2. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. homered. Toronto got the bats going early and often. Justin Smoke, Danny Jansen hitting home runs for the Blue Jays, who tied their highest run total of the season. All 9 starters had at least 1 hit. 8 of them at least scored a run in the contest last night. So Toronto, and again, that's a farm system. It's got a couple of good ones. You've got Vladimir Guerrero, who is starting to come into his own a little bit here, a little bit more consistently. Scored 2 runs, had the 2 RBIs. Aaron Sanchez allowed 2 runs in 3 innings before leaving the game with a blister on his right middle finger. Aaron Sanchez, a guy, if you followed his career, this is a guy that every time you see him, there are moments of sheer brilliance on the mound, where you think he is, you know, getting ready to finally turn that corner on a consistent basis for the Blue Jays, yet this kind of stuff continues to find Aaron Sanchez. Every time you think he's getting on a roll, there's some sort of injury, a shoulder, an elbow, a leg, this case, a blister on his right middle finger. So he has to come out of the game. Sam Caviglio comes in relief. He's tossed three scoreless innings. He's now 3-0 on the year. Javi Guerra finished with three scoreless innings for his first save of the season. Ivan Nova allowed 9 runs, 8 hits, 4 walks in 3 innings of work last night for the White Sox as the Blue Jays win it by a score of 10-2 last night. Nats and Cubs coming up 7:15 tonight. John Lester, Steven Strasburg, your pitching matchup. Max Scherzer last night with 8 strikeouts. His total now 2,536. He's tied with Javier Vazquez for 31st on Major League Baseball's all-time list, and he's 3rd among active Major League Baseball pitchers. Anthony Rendon with a home run last night against Cole Hamels. Since his return from the injured list now, Anthony Rendon, 10 hits, 6 of them are extra base hits for the Nationals. Trey Turner back, 2 hits last night, stole a base. And again, he is going to help stir the drink at the top of that lineup. He's going to give guys like Anthony Rendon and Juan Soto more run producing opportunities, and hopefully it'll produce more runs for this team. Getting him back at the top of the lineup. Howie Kendrick singled in the first inning. He's now hit safely in 16 of his 21 starts this year. He ended the night 2-for-5. Cole Hamels, 40th place all-time on Major League Baseball's all-time strikeout list as he got by fellow southpaw Mark Langston, the former Seattle Mariner in that category. Hamels on the verge of passing guys like Jack Morris, Don Drysdale in the next few weeks as well with any reasonable amount of strikeout total. Hamels improving his mark last night to 4-0 on the campaign. Chris Bryant ended up 4-for-6 last night. 3 home runs, 5 runs batted in, and 3 runs scored. 2nd career 3-home run game. The other one came June 27th of 2016 against Cincinnati. He's now reached safely in each of his last 26 games since April the 17th, the longest streak of his career. It's the longest active streak in the majors. In that stretch, Bryant's hitting .316. 7 doubles, 10 home runs, a triple, 25 runs batted in, 22 walks. And in that stretch is when the Cubs have made a move to the top of the National League Central. So when your top guys are available and come through on a regular basis, you make moves in the standings. Cubs have won 7 of 10. Nats are hoping now with a reasonably healthy Turner, reasonably healthy Rendon, that they can start to get similar offensive production. Javi Baez extending his career-high hit streak to 15 games. He was 1-for-3 with a double last night. It's the longest by any Cubs player since Anthony Rizzo had a 14-game streak in 2017. Last Cub to hit safely in more than 14 straight games was Ben Zobrist, who did it back in 2016. So you've got a primetime pitching matchup, every reason to get to the ballpark tonight. Weather's going to be great. For a 7:15 first pitch between John Lester and Steven Strasburg. Going to be a good one coming up tonight down at the ballpark. You've got plenty of reasons to head out there and see the contest coming up tonight. Again, I'll see you at Rosecroft tonight, post time 7 o'clock. Preakness will go to about 6:45 in that area. We'll see you over there for the final 15-race card of the meet coming up. I'll also see you out at Dunkirk Park this afternoon as my little Kelly will do her best Kelly Barnhill imitation coming up this afternoon. Our thanks to Jim Jester, as always, for his hard work. He rolls in here very early on a Saturday morning. You've got Poland and Levero coming up next right here on your home for Nationals baseball. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.